This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. First, though, to Washington and the immigration reform bill. This afternoon, the Senate voted 82-15 in favor of at least talking about the bill. It would, among its many other provisions, allow some of the 11 million undocumented workers in this country to eventually apply for citizenship. Union groups generally support the bill, and just to nudge today's vote in the right direction, it bought a bunch of TV ads. Yeah, we're back to political messaging, everybody. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
In the ad wars, the Service Employees International Union is unusual. As a labor group, it will disclose its spending on these ads.
I've been in the U.S. Navy for 10 years.
Korea Army.
It's time to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
For now, SEIU says it's spending seven figures. More details later. Still, labor ally Ali Narani at the National Immigration Forum cast pro-bill reformers as underdogs.
The other side has outspent proponents of immigration reform pretty significantly over the last decade. Only now are we starting to catch up. Now you've got conservative faith voices, you've got business, you have law enforcement.
His group is linked to a Republican hedge fund manager. Another GOP-leaning group, Crossroads GPS, bought print ads for the bill. And tech entrepreneurs are putting in, too. On the other side...
So why is Congress talking about giving 33 million new work permits to foreign job seekers?
The group Numbers USA is reportedly backed by a Michigan doctor. Now, who's spending how much is largely unknown. Dark money, says Russ Choma at the Center for Responsive Politics.
We really don't actually know how much is in the dark money category because it's not disclosed. But we get the sense, based on how many ads we're seeing on television, that there is quite a bit of money.
That largely targets politicians, says Kathleen Hall Jamison of the Annenberg Public Policy Center.
Think of it as a large sign that someone is waving saying, I can put this message up in your congressional campaign if you don't vote the right way.
Even a think tank has joined in. The Heritage Foundation on the right is putting in $100,000 to stop the bill. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.